proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. It's Sunday, the first day of the week. Tyler, how you doing, brother?
I'm pretty good. You know, it's some bad weather here. We're going to be starting to rain and stuff, and high winds and whatnot, but you can't complain. You know, it's been a great weekend.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, that post you put up there on our Facebook page is still growing up there with all the CB handles and all that stuff. We'll kind of hit that a little bit later. Also, some new names have popped up. Might as well just work with these guys. You know, they're wanting a little fame. We'll get their names out there, and who knows, maybe we'll hear something new today. So anyways, hey, Tyler, today's show, I see that it's been put up, and they're wanting us to talk about basically freak accidents. You know, it's a tough enough life being a trucker, but, you know, to check out over something, you know, being blindsided by as far as not seeing it coming, that's a tough one to swallow. So, you know, we've got a truck driver that accidentally was run over by his own tractor trailer, and we're going to get to that story here in just a little bit, and we'll talk about, you know, preventative maintenance and all that good stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. I think it's a combo, and I think there's a line between freak accidents and stupidity accidents, and we'll talk about that a little bit more after we do our commercials here for our sponsors, but yeah, there's a fine line between the two, so...
All right, let's go to commercial.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer, you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393, or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. Well, all right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Tyler, let's get into this article, the headliner for the night, and then we'll talk about a couple other things a little later. But let me go ahead and read this. It comes from Live Trucking, and it's titled "Truck Driver Killed in Freak Accident at Florida Rest Stop." By the way, I went ahead and looked up Columbia County. It said the mile marker 412, which is Lake City. It's basically up where I-10 and I-75 intersect there at the top in the middle of Florida. So here's what happened. It says the truck driver died as a result of a freak accident when he was run over by his own truck. It says Action News Jax reported that the incident occurred on Wednesday around 8 p.m. at the I-75 rest stop at the 412 mile marker in Columbia County, Florida. Officials identified the driver as 45-year-old Dives Viamonte of Helia. He was transporting vehicles at the time. So I guess he had a car carrier behind him. And, it says, according to a news release, one of the driver's brakes had lost air pressure, causing it to lock up. Viamonte pulled over at the rest stop, then went under his 2006 Peterbilt semi-truck to work on the brake system. That's when his truck rolled backward and crushed the trucker. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The rest stop was shut down pending an investigation. So, and there was something here that I just read that I didn't notice before. I thought when I read it before, it was saying that the brake, he was having a failed brake or something. No, it sounds like it said his one brake was locking up, because I was trying to figure out, Tyler, if I break this down, I was trying to figure out why he wouldn't at least have his tractor brake on in order to, you know, for safety or whatever the case is, you know, because obviously you pull your brakes out when you come to a stop. Somewhere along the line, when he came to a stop, I don't know if he was just wanting to be able to tell if it broke loose when he was working on it. I'm just, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why you would go underneath the truck unchalked, you know, with your brakes off. And that is just insane. But anyways, go ahead, Tyler, because we got a lot to talk about here.
Yeah, so that's kind of my deal, is if you are having any brake issues whatsoever, okay, even if you have all the rest of your brakes, even if, I don't care what the case is, if you're having brake issues, you do not go under your truck without chalking your tires, period. This guy was probably a little, maybe, I don't know, flustered with his brakes, whatever the deal is, but that's my issue, is if you're going under your vehicle, even when I'm working on my vehicles with my working brakes, in fact, today I was working on my project vehicle, I chalked the wheels. If I'm under it, it's getting chalked, and that should be the case, period. It's just crazy in general. I'm curious. Man, it must have been on a decline for it to roll back and actually, you know, kill him and stuff. I'm just boggled by the whole thing, you know. But Yeah. Crazy.
Well, you know, and I'm I we'll talk about the safety of it in a second. I'm trying to figure out, like you said, so obviously somewhere along the line, and that's so rare that you hear of a brake freezing up. And I'm just wondering, was there obviously how do they know that his brake was freezing up? Well, I would say he either told somebody on the CB, well, I got to pull in, this brake is freezing up, or maybe he pulled in and somebody was maybe did he have somebody with him? Or was he talking to somebody when he got out? Yeah, my brake's not working. I got to get on earth. Whatever the case is. Because how else would we even know that his problem was his brake was seizing up, right? I mean, because he's passed away.
Well,
so obviously,
you know,
somebody
probably,
else would.
My guess is he went under there either with a hammer or a wrench or something, and he was trying to, you know, release. Maybe he was trying to purge them or something, get it to where they, you know, knock it with a hammer, get them working again or something. And, you know, so either the brakes had a little bit of something, some maintenance done to them that you could tell, okay, he had a wrench. Maybe he still had a wrench on the nut or something, you know, or maybe he told dispatch and that's why he pulled in there is because, you know, he told dispatch, hey, I need to pull over. I'm having issues with my brakes.
Right.
You know, something like
you
that
to tell
had
somebody.
To have happened.
Yeah, because
for sure.
I don't think we would have the story of why he was under there, because truck drivers that know what they're doing adjust their brakes all the time, and we would have not known, hey, he's got one that's locking up. I just that didn't make sense. So I don't know. I would be curious about that myself, that part of it. But, you know, going over to, you know, to the other thing is somewhere along the line now, this guy felt that he didn't have to pull his brake. And like you said, it might have been on just enough of an angle that he didn't realize once you free it, you're going to get crushed. Okay. And here's the other thing. You know, if you're working on your brakes, this is the part that I'm not understanding. If I'm working on my brakes, I'm not laying under the tire. You know, I'm laying under the axle. Unless it was like the back tandem. Okay. And I wonder if it was the tractor itself. Maybe it was it didn't say whether it was the trailer or the tractor, right? It just said, here, let me look at that again, because, you know, when you break it down.
Yeah, because I have, your trailer is a much more common brake issue deal that those get seized up, you know, maybe there's not enough hub oil in there and it seized up.
It said the driver's brakes had lost air pressure. When you lose air pressure, your brakes automatically come on. So, while it was running, it built up enough air pressure to release the brakes because he didn't have his yellow and red knob pulled out, you know, to activate the brakes to begin with. And that's a sad turn of events, you know, the way that happened.
Yeah, he definitely should have had, you know, if you're getting out, you know, because this happened to us. This happens to us all the time, mainly because of the winter. But our air tanks will get, you know, froze up, and we won't generate enough air. So yeah, our brakes are automatically going to be engaged because we engage them, and then we have no air to disengage them, basically. You know, so. But anytime we do that, you know, we still have the brakes, you know, the knobs pulled, because once that air builds up, it's going to automatically have them, you know, good to go. But either way, I don't know. That's a weird one. But that still doesn't answer. Okay, he said trailer. I don't know if maybe the article meant, you know, is using trailer in two different contexts. But, you know, that's kind of an interesting one in itself, because it could have still been, you know, his not his tractor itself. I don't know if – I don't know. It could have still been either one.
Trailer.
Which one did it say? Just straight up tractor? I don't know. Maybe they.
It just says, it just says one of the driver's brakes had lost air pressure, causing it to lock up. Doesn't say. And Mike, you know, that's here and there. If you lose air pressure, then you're not being able to feed the brake system in the trailer or the tractor. So you're going to lock up. I mean, it's really what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So it wasn't. Now, here's the part that.
My question is. This is what I'm confused about, though. If he knows that it's air pressure, you don't go to your brake for that. You go to the tank.
Right. Exactly. Or maybe you, well, hold on. He could have been losing air at one of the chambers. Something could have popped. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the air was coming out at.
See, that's what I was thinking, but even.
It could have been a hose.
Yeah. It could have been a hose. It could have been a hose.
Hey, you
and
know
that's
what?
Kind of what I was
My grandfather taught me a long time ago that if you ever have a hose go, or right there at the wheel, if you take off the hose, a dime fits perfectly in there and will block the air. And you could cap it back up. And that way you're not losing air. Obviously, you wouldn't have air. You wouldn't have brakes on that particular. If you would have to back, you would actually have to wrench, take your wrench and back your slackers off or whatever and back that brake off on that one hub. But you can get by, you know, getting back to get repaired. I don't know exactly how it happened, but let's talk about the safety of it for a second. Like you started out with.
Chalky. Preventable.
Well, I mean,
how can we have made sure he didn't die?
Right. The good thing about the brakes on a tractor trailer, if you don't have air, your brakes are going to come on. The air is what holds them off. So you're not going to have brakes. So what this guy should have done when he stopped was pulled his brakes out, his handles, and they weren't going to come on with or without it, or, you know, without releasing them. You know, I'll tell you, I was a witness to something not too long ago. People do things without thinking, and I'm just trying to get inside his mind for a second here. I watched this lady a couple weeks ago at the gun range. She's shooting a pistol, and she got an itch on her head, and she scratched it with the barrel of the pistol she was shooting.
Yeah, that's.
I said, "What are you?" I looked at her. I go, "What are you doing? You're scratching your head with your pistol." She goes, oh, she realized she could have blew her head off. She didn't think. Listen to this. The other day, here in Florida, a guy was at the gun range with his kids. A spent shell casing flew off of his pistol and went down his shirt, in his back of his shirt. Because it was so hot, I guess, he reached real quick for it with the gun in his hand. The gun went off. And the bullet ricocheted off the wall and killed his own kid, like 13-year-old son.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a true story. I mean, you can look it up. Happened in, I think, Sarasota. All I'm saying is with this trucker, you know, all of a sudden your brakes are, you know, sometimes the mind isn't thinking safety. You're thinking, oh, I got to get this done. And you pull in real fast thinking, okay, I'll go underneath there and I'll check and blah, 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 blah. And maybe, okay, the brakes locked up, but he went underneath there. This is a theory. Okay, oh, shoot, he didn't pull the brakes on. But he gets out and he realizes, oh, look, it's leaking right there. So what does he do? Maybe he's got a hose and he changes it. Maybe he puts a dime in there to block it. I don't know. But somehow he fixes the air leak at the brake chamber. And what happens? As soon as he does, it's building pressure now. And because he doesn't have the brakes on, it releases the brakes on its own. And drift by and gets him. Because you can get to, and I'll tell you something else. He could have been laying between the tandems and working on the brake chamber in on that kind of an angle. And if he did that, he was crushed hard. That's horrible. Prayers out to the family. Tyler, you got some more comments on this?
No, it's just crazy, man. I would say this would be my rundown. If you're gonna work on your brakes, put chocks under it. Okay, if you can get it even in gear, in first gear, you know, that would be better than nothing if you don't have any chocks or nothing, because at least then it's not going to roll backwards on you. You have a little bit more time and distance if it's rolling forward a little bit, you know, which it shouldn't roll forward at all if it's in gear without the gas anyway. But, you know, at least put it in gear, you know, unless if it's an automatic truck, you know, while it's idling, you can switch it into gear. So if it's a manual, you're good to go either way. So at least have it in gear if you can. Have it chalked and try and slow down a little bit and kind of create good, maybe even, I don't know. It's like in the military, you practice a lot of things like you know, repetitioning if something happens, you know, exercises, you know, and it's not as common in the civilian side, you know, to practice things, to be able to make sure you're not doing that where you hop out and don't remember to put your brakes on and things like that. But, you know, if you're, you know, got an older truck, even a newer truck, you know, those are certain things, just like every now and again at your household, practicing a little fire drill for your family so you can make sure your kids know how to get out of the house if there's a fire. Same thing. If something's going to happen in your truck, you know, maybe run through your mind, at least run through your mind, maybe not physically do the actions, but run through your mind. What am I going to do if my brakes go out? What am I going to do if, you know, if I catch a fire in my truck, you know, in the bunk or something? Run those things through your mind, because safety is paramount when it comes to you being out in the middle of nowhere, even with no one to help you. This guy is lucky. At least he was in, you know, an area where he could have had quick response, you know, and not out in the middle of nowhere. He could have been laying there for who knows how long. So, yeah,
he's dead.
That's all really I got for that. Yeah. Well, he's dead.
And dead.
Just so
to clarify, Tyler, all he had to do, the brakes were already locked up. There's no putting it in gear. All he had to do was pull his brakes out. You have two knobs on your dash, a red and a yellow. One's for the tractor, one is for the trailer. Even though the brakes were already on, what happened was because his air brakes were pushed in on the dash, when he fixed the leak, whatever was causing the pressure, it automatically released the brakes because they were already pushed in on the dash. If he would have just pulled those two knobs out, once the pressure built up, it wouldn't have released. He wouldn't have needed to. So all I'm saying is, I think, like you said, maybe like in the military, you need to practice in situations. That's why they call this one a freak accident. You know, I mean, I just say prayers for the guy. And if anybody, all you drivers that are listening out there, all you got to do is just honestly take precaution. You know, there's a lot of times I know that everybody, if you sat back in your life right now, you could probably say there's been a time in your life when you realized, wow, I could have been killed because of that thing.
You realized he messed up.
What's that?
I said, it's like that old saying or that TV show. It's that moment he realized that he messed up. You know, they pause it real quick and then they finish the clip. You know, we have those a lot in our lives. You know, you realize we've had it where people not thinking, you know, because we're supposed to check your reverse lights and everything else, you know, and you're supposed to back up a little bit and then go forward a little bit, make sure all the gears are rolling and everything else. And, you know, they throw it in reverse and then hop out to go check the lights. I mean, little things like that. It's
yeah.
Like, what were you thinking? You know,
right.
Like,
and Tyler, listen, you and I both, you can't tell me that there wasn't something in your life that you can look back on and go, wow, I could have been killed because of stupidity. And you know, I'm going to tell you a sad story. The other day here in Florida, a lady had an infant baby, okay, in a car seat. She comes out to put the baby in the car. Her husband's already in the driver's side. She remembers something in the house, so she sets the baby down. While she's in getting this thing, somebody else is trying to leave. So her husband, the daddy, has to move the vehicle in order to let somebody out of the garage. He runs over the baby and kills it. It's all...
Oh.
Right. It's you want to cry when you hear these stories. But what I'm getting at is this. We got... If you read the scriptures in the Bible, it says to walk circumspectly. If we need to walk, I know we need to not walk like we're in fear of life itself, but at the same time, you still have to take precaution. You know, we read the other day, was it yesterday we were talking about that trucker that got hit? Oh, that's right, it was. He got hit by some guy, a hit and run. Why? You know, he could have just got in the passenger side. You know, he's alive at least, and he probably will never do that again. There's so many things that we take for granted, and we don't think. Whenever you're underneath 80,000 pounds, you got to think that there's a danger involved in what you're doing, okay? Whenever you're getting in your vehicle on the side of a highway, you got to realize there's danger going by you. That's a danger. So my advice would be, I mean, honestly, around a big rig, anytime you're working on a big rig, Tyler, you know this, it's there's danger involved. Whether you could be under the hood and the hood closes on you, or you touch something, you burn your arm, or whatever the case is, there's always a danger, hidden dangers that, you know, you should be. You know, I'll give you another example. You're out camping in the woods. Should you be watching for rattlesnakes? I mean, if you're camping in Florida, you better. You know, don't take those little things for granted. Freak accidents happen. And the last thing you need is a freak accident. Okay. Time to move on, Tyler. Got a couple more CB handles over here I wanted to pop up for you. And let me just pull them up here for us. If you don't mind.
There's one in there I want to mention too. So.
There's what?
There's one on there I want to take. I want to go ahead and read off too, and it's not really a good one. It's actually a bad one. I don't agree with this comment that we got on here, but I think it's a great example. I'm even going to call the girl out because that commented on there just because.
Well, we got 255 comments on CB handle. So what did you want to point out? Go ahead.
Let me pull it up here so I can read it verbatim. You know, and I don't want to. It's an owner operator, and it's a. It is a female driver. You just got to click load comment a bunch of times.
Maybe we
can
get Kelly
to
beat her up. I'm kidding.
Yeah, so this is what it said. It's from Casey Wharton. I think that's how you pronounce your name, Casey. And I don't agree with your comment one bit. And, you know, no one's out here trying to. Obviously, you got feelings, okay, Casey? And that's okay. That's okay. But you're going to get someone killed. And that's what I'm going to tell you. And this
Wait,
why
what
I say
she said?
She says, I'm only going to say this once. If you don't know, then you need to find out. There's no need in being a dick about it. I've been driving for a while now and hardly ever use my CB because all the bitching and macho asshole drivers, why don't you try to educate and not discourage new drivers? And FYI, I'm an owner op. Wow, okay, cool. Good for you. You're an owner-operator. No one cares, okay? Why is that even in there, Casey? But, you know, so that's verbatim, hence the curse words, okay? She's saying that because the man who created this post that we shared over here, he said in the original post, if you know what this is, comment your handle below. If you don't know what this is, find another job. And he's true. If you don't know what a CB is and you're a trucker, you need to get out of your truck and find a job maybe at, like, McDonald's or something. Because you don't need to be in a truck if you don't know what a CB is. All right? And she basically is defending all the people that don't know what a CB is. Oh, we're being so mean because we, you know, we're saying get a different job. Listen, Casey, CB saves lives. Okay, it gives weather warnings, it gives out hazards ahead, it gives, you know, even for those drivers out there that are going a little bit faster than they should be, it lets them know where cops are. There's lots of benefits to the CB, okay? To say that, oh, I don't use my CB ever because there's jerky poos on there, take your feelings, okay, and find somewhere else to use them because you're messing with safety out on the road. We're not using your CB. You don't have to sit there and join the conversation and be part of it. You can have it on Channel 19, rolling down the highway, the interstate, and just listen for hazards, and that's it. Okay, you don't have to have it blaring and on high. Okay, but that's one little note. You know, she ruined the whole comment. We got 256 comments here, and she's the one that stuck out like a sore thumb. Everybody else is just nicely putting their handles on there, being all friendly, and she comes in all hot. You know, and it tweaked my nerve like no one's business when I read it. So I thought I'd share it. Thank you, Casey, for getting me all rustled.
Now, Casey, if you're listening to me, our call-in number is 516-387-1911. Call in anytime and do some ass-kicking on the radio for Tyler. Kick his ass on the radio if you feel. But here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you. I would say this. One of the big things about our show, since we started, we are big advocates of the CB because of the amount of extra pileups we've been watching for the last year. Crazy truckers. I'm going to tell you something, man. I've been a trucker my whole life. Grew up trucking, grew up around it. Man, love the smell of diesel and the smell of the rubber on my grandfather's garage, all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm embarrassed. I am legitimately, I actually get embarrassed when I hear truckers say, yeah, I don't really use my CB. I am embarrassed for you. I literally shame on you because what you just said was, I really don't care what is around the corner. I really don't care if there's a gator in the middle of the road or there's a wreck up there on the side of the road or something where I need to know about right away because I got 80,000 pounds and I'm at 75, 80 mile an hour right now. And I could, you know, use this to save my life. Casey, if you're listening, I would tell you, go on Talk CDL and go all the way back to like November, December and look up the 2015 April Cheyenne accident where the big snowstorm was, and every trucker that wrecked was about 30 seconds to upwards of 2 minutes between running into the pile. That means they were a couple miles back. They were all doing about 30, 35 miles an hour, 40. And then when they realized, hey, there's an accident, guess what? They slid into the pile. Why? Because they didn't have their CB on. A CB a couple miles ago, they would have known, hey, there's a bad accident in the middle of the interstate. They're piling up. You need to back off. There would have been driver. Every one of those drivers would have had enough time to just slow it down and stop. But instead, all you heard was metal being crunched, and it was a horrible scene. I don't even know how many people were in that wreck, and it was all through. What's that, Tyler?
I think it was like 20-some deaths or something. It was like one of the records for deaths in a pileup, I want to say.
I don't want to quote a number of deaths. All I know is you and I watched that, and it was just – I mean, Tyler, you've seen it. I mean, you know how far can you travel even at 35, 40, or 50 miles an hour, you know what I mean, in a minute. You're going to go a couple miles, and these people were just – one wreck after the other. No. And I look, there was an accident, a pileup in Arkansas a couple weeks ago. And I was reading like a couple truckers, right? They were saying they were on the CB going in the opposite direction going, hey, you need to back off. There's a pileup, right? And they said nobody came back on the CB. I mean, it's so for you truck drivers that don't use your CB, I'm going to tell you this, and you can call in and curse at me wherever you want. I'm going to tell you this. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm embarrassed for you because you're not using one of the trucking tools. Don't be a bunch of pussies on Facebook, texting, and on the cell phone. Well, I'm going to tell my wifey up. Oh, I'd rather talk to my wifey. Little pansies. Okay? All right? Truckers use their CBs. Truckers use their CBs. Real truckers use CBs. I'm telling you, I know a lot of you are probably.
It's like a cop not having a you know, a scanner in his police, you know, vehicle. It's like, it's part of your truck. It is an accessory that is needed in order to be a truck driver. It is one of the original reasons we have CBs. You know, it just blows my mind.
Especially in the winter.
Especially in the winter. And you mentioned, Casey, I hate to really get on you like this, but you mentioned I've been driving for a while now, which tells me you might have been driving based off my experience talking to new truckers. You've probably been driving for maybe 2 years, maybe 5.
Maybe 20.
You know, maybe longer. Yeah. I don't know. But I've been driving for a while now. Okay, that means you haven't seen enough tragedies on the road that you think you're not allowed to use a CB or shouldn't. And you say the macho-ass whole drivers. To me, by your statement, you are now in the category of that macho-ass driver that does not need a CB because you're too good for trucking. So that's what I say on that. I don't want to harp on you too badly. Viv, Puddles, Garcia,
hey, Tyler,
you
listen,
tell them.
I want to get bottom line. You know, I want to get bottom line here. Bottom line is this. Up till social media came on the scene, up before Facebook and texting and all that other crap came on the scene, truckers were always on their CB, okay? It's too coincidental that for 100 years or however long we've been trucking, everybody had their CB on until social media. Look at, let's give examples. Up in Nebraska, that trucker got pulled over. He had his iPhone strapped, taped, duct taped to his steering wheel watching a live soccer game going down the road. You know, you've got how many truckers, that trucker in Arizona that went off the road and killed one or two stadies that were helping somebody, right? And wrecked. That guy there, they went back and they checked his, he had an onboard camera. That guy was streaming dirty, naked pictures of women on Facebook at the moment that he wrecked. These guys are so distracted, it's horrible. I'm telling you, I fear for my family out there because of truckers going down the road. And that, every day somebody rear-ends somebody because they're distracted because of Facebook or Twitter or freaking texting on the phone or whatever the case is. And you guys, you have no idea how much your life is going to change when you end up killing somebody or wrecking. You're not going to get a job ever again. You're done. Okay. And you're going to wish you'd have been on the CB listening for reports. That's the job. Listen, truckers are supposed to be monitoring their surroundings. All right. It's no different than this guy that just got killed underneath the truck. You're supposed to be taking caution. And when you don't have that CB on, you're literally just increase your odds of an accident. That's how important that CB is. I can't stress it enough. And if you don't want to use it, it's only a matter of time till you have a close call or you have something happen. That's what I'm saying. Pay attention. Casey, we don't hate you. We just want you to start acting like a trucker. And real truckers use their CBs. I'm gonna get a t-shirt that says real truckers use their CBs. I'm telling you. I'm gonna look for a sign to put.
That's good. We need to come up with a couple t-shirts, and we just need to go ahead and invest in a couple hundred t-shirts, maybe even 50 of a couple different slogans we have here on TalkCL. Just blast them out on our page. Let these truckers get them, because I feel like a lot of truckers are all about the CB, except for, you know, 200 and look at those odds, Casey. 256 or, you know, odd comments of call sign handles, and you're the one out of 200 people, 250 plus people, that's against the CB. You look at those odds, and now, you know, it just blows my mind. It blows my mind. You know, we're running
all right,
on here, though.
Let's do this. Let's get this rant over with. You know, this ain't like
let's
us.
Do
we
it.
Don't.
Let's do
yeah, we let's just
we
move on. Let's move on. Breaker 19. Breaker. Any taker. All right. Tyler, you got some thoughts?
I'd say, you know, just be vigilant out there. Safety is paramount. You can't ever practice safety too much. Honestly, it's one of those things. It's the reason why, you know, policemen have to shoot at the range all the time. It's the reason why military guys have to shoot at the range. It's the reason why, you know, you have to pass safety courses in order to get your CDL. It's because safety is something that'll either kill you or, you know, if you don't use it, you'll still die. I don't know. You just, safety is important, okay? So practice it. Run it through your mind. Chalk your truck if you're going to go underneath of it, you know, and that's about it. And if you have any questions or concerns about, you know, what you should do in a certain situation, put it on the TalkCDL Facebook page, and there's lots of truckers that I'm sure would love to go ahead and give you some advice.
Yeah, my final thoughts are, like they always are, if we're live tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to get up and do the show again. God bless everybody. We appreciate all the listeners that are in tune with us. And look, these comments that we're making, I would tell you, we get a lot of drivers saying that's, you know, we need more comments like that. And we're not here trying to put anybody down. We're just being straight up and honest. And you know, for anybody to, you know, even stand up and go, I don't even use my CB. I mean, honestly, truly, you might want to, you know, think about what you're saying, because everybody that is a true trucker. Okay. I'm going to say it one more time. A true trucker uses their CB, and a true trucker is courteous and helps others, and they're safe, and they, you know, they get out and look when they're backing up. I mean, all the rules that we know we're supposed to be doing, guys and gals, come on now, let's get with this program. All right. You know,
we're talking about bad publicity, right? I contemplated, it got real close to taking a snapshot of her comment and just reposting it and saying, we got a badass over here, and just seeing what happens, you know,
hey,
because
Tyler,
I'm sure
Tyler,
people that have comments.
Tyler, Let's get off Casey. We're good. All right. So listen, guys, until we meet tomorrow, Tyler's so frustrated over that comment. Okay, guys, you got him upset. You know, but the bottom, let me say,
it's my birthday, guys. It's my birthday. You got me flustered on my birthday.
Tyler, tell the folks who wished you happy birthday first.
Well, let me give you a story. You know, we got one more minute for this story, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to go ahead and let everybody know how young I am. You know, get narc on me or not, okay? I'm 24, all right? And 2 days ago, I was on the phone with Troy here, okay, and he was like, hey, happy birthday. I'm like, my birthday is not till the 10th. He's like, I wanted to be the first. He's like, big old 25, huh? And I didn't think anything of it, you know? I was like, oh, yeah, I am 25. I told at least 10 people since then that I'm 25 years old, and they congratulated me on it. I'm like, yeah, I'm halfway there, halfway to 50. And, yeah, so now I got, like, a mixed amount of people that think I'm 25 that, you know, I work with, and then I told my wife it, and she's like, you're not 25. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, my parents told me. Like, no, you're 24. I'm like, well, dang it. So that's my story about that. You kind of threw me a curveball there. Here I'm thinking I'm a year older than I am. But, yeah, that's the end of the show there.
All right, man, let's wrap this show up. With that being said, Tyler's really only 24. All right, till we meet again, folks, good night. God bless.